flow. 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler DigiMeech. We are live and direct. We got a special exclusive joint. Shout out to Milwaukee's own MJ, produced by E2 and Wavy Boy. Here's Pretty Woman. Let's go explore. Oh yeah, yeah. So don't be moving. Yeah.
This how we gonna do this right here.
Pretty woman, it's something you should know. Mm-hmm. I ain't one of them, baby, I'm him. And that's one thing for sure. Yeah. Pretty woman, it's almost time to go. Ooh. And I got a lot of options, baby. Oh yeah, yeah. So don't be moving slow. Pretty woman, oh yeah, I need you for show. Oh yeah, I got a late night plan. Oh yeah, and it's something you can't ignore. And let's go explore. Pretty woman, oh, popping out tonight with a pretty woman. I just need one night. Pretty woman, you such a vibe. Pretty woman, oh, you got me hypnotized. Pretty woman, mesmerized. Pretty woman, oh, pack it up, let's slide. Pretty woman, I know I can't deny. Pretty woman, oh.
101.7 The Truth. Shout out to MJ. That was an exclusive record, man. Fire. Can we get some bombs? Z, gotta drop some bombs for that joint right there. I love that joint, man. We had MJ in the building, E2, and Wavy Boy last week. For those who are not familiar, MJ is or was a part of the cast of Love & Hip Hop Miami. He's also related to Shay Johnson, Milwaukee's own Shay Johnson. And then Wavy Boy is a producer with Wyclef and Lauryn Hill. And E2 also works with Rico Love and various of different artists as well. So, again, shout out to MJ, the whole team. That joint is fire. I'm excited. Can't wait until it officially drops as well as the video. So we're talking youth and how come the environment isn't set up for them to succeed. And what is it that us as a community, as the adults, what is it that we can do to make sure that we provide better options for our youth? We also have some special guests that's coming in the building today as well. Mike Shane and H1 The Hook. I'm excited to sit down and talk to them. I know both of them personally. They have been a pillar in the community when it comes to the music industry as well as working with the youth. So I want to be able to get their take on what they think when it comes to the state of the youth, the environment, and if we're properly doing what it is that we need to do as a community to make sure that our youth is being set up for success. Madi, shout out to the chat. Madi said, name calling been around since slavery. People always addressing bike boys and men with the N-word. So disrespectful. He also said, you guys always have positive shows. Thank you, Madi. We try. In a world full of opinionated people, we always talk about the negative, and we want to make sure we use our voices and our platform to highlight the positive. And although we live in a world where there's a lot going on, it's been that way since the beginning of time. Nothing has changed. It'll always be that way. But we have to consistently focus on the positive things. As much as I would like to address certain things, especially things that happen in the city of Milwaukee, for me, it's always important to make sure that, again, we speak on the positive side. Meech, we got a special guest in the building, man. The one and only Mike. Mike Shane.
What's going on, Jazz?
I'm gonna call you Mike Shane. I know I'm by Lil Mike, but I'm a respect. Lil
Mike. You got muscles, everything. Talking about Lil Mike.
Yeah, we go back 14th Street.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yes, indeed.
Family grew up down there.
Welcome to the show, Mike. Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate you.
I was just bumping count. What is it? Counted.
On time. Yep. Yeah. That's my latest single.
I was bumping that on the way here. So let's jump right into it.
Okay.
First and foremost, I want to give you your flowers because I haven't seen anybody grind the way that you grind.
That. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's crazy definitely. Because on your way in, we was playing MJ's single. We just had Wavy Boy and E2 up here, MJ, last week.
Yeah,
and they was like, man, Mike, listen, most persistent, consistent,
yeah.
artist
yeah,
that I've
sure.
ever seen
for sure yeah.
dropping. So again, give us some background about who you are, where you come from, and how you started your journey in music.
Okay, so I've basically been singing all my life.
Yeah,
but far as the last 7 years, I would say I've been investing. So I was doing music, you know, before 2019. I was doing music. I do music, then I stop.
Yeah.
I do music, then I stop because
yeah.
I feel like I wasn't really finding like the right producers, the right studios and stuff like that. And I was actually, and to be real, I didn't really have too much money to invest.
Mm-hmm.
But 2019, I linked up with Wavy Boy.
Yeah. Shout out to Wavy Boy
and Jarvis, yeah. And they got my sound together, and we've been working ever since.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to them, man, because I don't know where my music career would be without Wavy Boy and Jarvis, for sure.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So yeah. I know you, but the world don't.
Right.
Who is Mike? Where do you come from? Where did you grow up? What was your family like?
So I grew up, my parents had me when they was young, mm-hmm. high school,
yeah.
you know what I mean? So my mom didn't move out the house, her mother house, till she was 22.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. So I'm kind of I'm a grandmother's boy.
Yeah.
Love my mama to death.
Yeah.
But my grandmother, you know, yeah. she was there for
grandma
me
baby.
Yeah. My father has always been there. You know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they all grew up on 14th. And my dad, my parents played a great part of my life.
Yeah.
As far as me doing music, man, we'd get together, like on my mom's side of the family, we have our get-togethers and stuff like that. And they, Mike, sing. So, you know what I'm saying? So
even if I
really didn't know how to sing, they instilled the confidence in
yeah.
me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to even pursue it. So yeah, and I moved to Minnesota maybe for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Growing up, so I got people out there who actually, you know, support me and everything too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been my journey. As far as musically. Yeah.
So today we are talking about the state of the youth as far as the environment and what it is that we need to do as a people to make sure that they succeed, right? And the reason why I'm bringing this up, obviously, you know, we want to highlight your music, but we also want to know who you are and your input on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, our families, we like 4 generations in.
Right,
we come
right.
from 14th of Burleigh, which... I know there's a lot of neighborhoods who had communities back then, but our community has always been special to me
right.
because we did have that support
Most
as
that.
Youth.
Most
we that. Did have, I was just telling Meech about, you could be outside, something can go on, whether you're on 13th or 14th.
Yeah,
but they're going to make sure all of the kids and the elders and the women, you know, mm-hmm. are out the mm-hmm. way. So growing up, what was it that your father, your mother, your family instilled in you that you don't see instilled in the youth today?
Ooh, right now, first of all, they don't get their butts whooped. You know, ain't no more whoopings. But, you know, whoopings played a big part
yeah.
in growing up and keeping us disciplined. But what I don't see right now, I don't see kids, you know, playing football in the streets, playing football in the fields and stuff like that. I don't see kids in alleys. I remember growing up, I could be on my bike and ride past the alley, and I see a group of kids playing
basketball.
With the crates.
Playing basketball crates, yeah. Or somebody had to, and I'm going up, come in, can I play? You know what I'm saying? So it's no more that interaction. To me, the youth, I would say they got more access to more things. You know what I'm saying? I try to give advice every time I can, you know, rather if it's about music or just life, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like they don't, they got access to too much stuff. They egos, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't seen a younger dude talk to an older dude like he was nothing. Like, he trying to get advice. I ain't trying to hear that. Ooh. So that's the difference. So honestly, I think they ain't got enough discipline. You know what I mean?
When you see a young man wearing ski masks, clothes, you consider that a YN? Do you label as a YN, like prejudge?
A YN, a DN, dumb. all that, because why? Mm-hmm. It's summertime. Why you got a ski mask on? You know what I'm saying? Why? And then you scared. It ain't about, I'm not trying to be seen. You scaring other people. You know what I'm saying? That's the prototype. You come with a ski mask on, like, you think you about to get robbed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You somebody coming my way with a ski mask on, I'm crossing the street. Yeah. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just, I feel like it's unnecessary.
But what's the difference between now and when we was young?
I didn't really see people. Only time we wore ski masks is in the wintertime when we on a bus stop.
Or you know,
don't want or about to go to school, so we don't want our face to get cold.
Yeah.
These dudes wearing it just because. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Part of the style.
I wouldn't even say it. You could say that. I would say a trend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the dumbest trend I ever seen in my life. That's the dumbest trend I ever seen in my life. Because they doing it in the summertime. You know what I mean? It's doing it when it's warm out.
Super hot. Humidity.
First thing, like, we got Columbia.
Yeah.
We had Columbia, me and Trill, we had Columbia. We shooting dice.
Yeah.
It's 100 degrees outside, still at night.
Yeah.
And dudes walked up with ski masks, hoodies on. We know what time it is. So that's for older people like our age, that's what we thinking. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The perception.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Perception. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. As a music artist, do you feel like the industry plays a big part in why the youth are the way that they are when it comes to the image, when it comes to the ski mask, when it comes to the YN culture, all of the above?
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, they see the Pooh Shiesties and all that, but they don't know how to. It's a difference between rap and real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They doing that for a video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They doing that. They got that mask on for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? In the video. But you want to walk around like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All day, every day.
It's been 4 years now.
Yeah.
Five years.
Yeah. I mean, but
6 years since COVID.
Yeah. But
you know what? I'm glad you said that, because that's a defining point, that they can't separate real from fake.
Right.
The music industry is fake. Not all artists are fake. But to your point, by the time that video over, them cars is gone.
Yeah.
That jewelry is gone. That mask is gone. But it's still lingering on in the community.
Right, right. And it's always been like that, you know, music perception. But it's what they giving out. What's trending right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's always been like that. But it's what you giving out, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got to go to break to pay some bills. We got Mike Shane in the building. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. You hit my phone like, where you at? 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct. We got some special guests in the building, Meech. We got Mike Shane in the building. Who else we got in the building?
Got Rick Taylor from the Rap Draft.
Let's go.
Get a couple insights from these gentlemen real quick. I was gonna say, y'all probably younger than me.
we are the same age.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah,
I want to give you your flowers for your platform, because I've been watching from afar and I like what you're doing, and I really, really, really believe that the city needs this. It do.
Truth Nation, tap in with us, 833-212-1017. We got a question in the chat that's saying, do teens wear ski masks to hide from their crimes, ops, or because they are insecure? Go ahead and vote. Let us know. Tap in. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. Like and subscribe to the channel on YouTube.
So, Mike, before we went to break, we were talking about the influence of music in the youth, right? Again, I know you. I know your family, your history. Shout out to T.T. Mill, the whole Hawthorne family.
Shout out to them,
rest in peace to Uncle Mike. I seen how important your father was for you in your life. And you are, he played a huge part in you becoming who you are today.
Most definitely.
Matter of fact, I was in my phone the other day and ran across a picture me and him took when you came to perform at the John B. Show.
Right, he
was so excited just to be there to support you. But for the youth that's listening, I really, really, really want to touch on the importance of what it is to have a male figure in your life so that they can have someone that they can go to.
Right. So what my father done for me, man,
give a little background on your dad too.
So my dad, he was in real estate. Mm-hmm. You know, he help a lot of people. You know, a lot of people go to him for help. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's the type of person he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for what he did for me, and still for me, like if I was about to do something stupid, I hear him and my, you know what I'm saying? And just the advice he gave me since a kid, you know what I mean? Being in the fourth and fifth grade, not understanding what he telling me, but as I'm older now, I get it. Like, man, I'm in the fourth and fifth grade playing, like, man, Mike, do push-ups. I said, like, Dad, I'm too young to do push-ups. No, do push-ups so you can be ahead of the other kid.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? he didn't want me to go to college, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't understand that, but now I do, because he like, man, Mike, you have a whole franchise here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm amazing. You know, that type of stuff. And just always guiding me in the right direction, whether if I want to hear it or not.
Yes.
And that's the most important part, whether if I got mad or not.
Yes.
He going to tell me what it is.
So how has the discipline you learned from him translated into your career?
Just even wanting to impress him. And then he's just like, man, if you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Ain't no half-stepping.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do music. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect people to give you no handouts or woo-woo. Like, you got to work for it.
Absolutely.
And he never missed a show. I don't even know if he know how serious I took music until he saw me, like, actually doing it. He never missed. He was at every single last show. You know what I mean? So, man, my pops was played a big role in what I do.
Yeah. And for the youth who may not have their fathers, the moral of the story is find someone. Find your safe space or someone who can support you and assist you with the discipline, the knowledge, the advice, so that you don't have to be out here walking around in ski baths in the summertime.
And I want to add this too. You know, I have, I know a lot of guys who grew up without a father, but they ain't let that define them.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of guys who, you know, use it as an excuse, but I know more guys who don't let it define them.
That's
what I'm saying? Who found them a mentor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just chose to still, you know, be disciplined and want more. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Don't let it define you. You know?
Absolutely. We got a caller on the line. Key, are you there?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Thank you so much for tapping in.
What's up?
What's up with you? Y'all listening to a lot of y'all comments, and in this day and time, a lot of kids are mimicking what they see their parents do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like in Pooh Shiesty case, when they robbed Lucha, man, his daddy was with him.
Wow.
That's a fact.
So he really didn't have a chance. That kid really didn't have a chance because his dad in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad, I think he's over 45, and he still go by the name Mob Boss. In a lot of situations like that, a kid really don't have a chance because he's seeing what his daddy do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. We talked about that earlier, too.
Y'all know for a fact in Memphis, that's what a lot of you rappers, they doing what they see their daddy do. If they're in the street, they in the street. Yeah. If they rapping about something, 9 times out of 10, they did.
So what are we supposed to do when the person you looking up to is influencing you that way?
Yeah, that's a hard question. So to a lot of young men, your first superhero is your dad.
Yeah. I would encourage.
That's a hard one.
I would encourage them to find it elsewhere. Find whatever it is, because I don't believe that there's youth out there who go through these situations that still don't believe that what's happening is not right.
It's hard to tell a boy that look up to his daddy that his daddy ain't cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to say your daddy isn't cool, but again, you have to, as you become a young adult, 16, 17, 18, you know right from wrong.
Yeah, you start understanding.
Right. Right. You know right from wrong. But to your point, that is, I don't have the answer. That's a very difficult situation.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
There are some rappers trying to change the narrative, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what Skilla Baby doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's preaching that it's okay to have a 9-to-5. It's okay to hustle in different ways. You don't just need rap. You don't just need dope. You don't just need weed.
Yep.
It's a couple rappers pushing that narrative. You know what I mean? So if we can get, I ain't saying it's cool to, you know, but mix it in, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let them know, like.
Yeah, thanks Keith, for calling, too.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Let's get into it. So, before I get to ask you questions, I want, because your platform is extremely important, and you have a platform that a lot of the youth watch, right? So, I want you first to, you know, let us know who you are, what it is that you do. And then I want you to speak about the importance of how to properly utilize your platform to make, not you in particular, but just society. How can we do a better job at utilizing our voices and platform when we know that the babies are watching?
Well, my name is Rick Taylor. I'm on Rap Draft. It's a music platform and a podcast for artists. And I've been doing it for some time. And, you know, I was an artist myself. So that's what made me, you know, create a platform, because at the time it wasn't no platforms like that. And I think the importance of having a platform like this is like to let the youth express themselves, get them something to do, an outlet to you know, tell their story with their life and stuff like that. And I think it's important to be careful about what we push and like how we, you know, give it to the people, because people are watching, and the youth are, you know, they do pay attention to a lot of things we put out, whether it's how you move or how to, what kind of message you sending, and they reflect off of that, you know. And I think as somebody in my position, it's a certain role that I play on trying to, you know, give back to the community and the youth and let them, you know, get a story, and whether it's a positive, give them an outlet, a positive platform to tell their story and also just express themselves.
Absolutely. So when you have interaction with youth that we're speaking about, do you experience the YN, quote unquote, behavior, or do you experience something different? Because what I was saying earlier is, when I see young men out there, even if they got the mask on, I've never been disrespected by them.
Right.
You know, they, and icebreakers, it's like Mitch said, what's up, little bro? Right.
Mm-hmm.
They also, to Mike's point, have to understand that you have to be approachable, first and foremost. You know what I mean?
You don't have to be, but it's just like, it's like common sense. You know you're scaring people. You know you're scaring people. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yes. You want to make it to where, you know, that's not the case. So what do you experience when you deal with the youth?
I experience all kind of different things, but I did have experience like that recently. You know, my place is in Wauwatosa. You know, they wear the ski masks and stuff like that. It was like four young men wearing ski masks, and it kind of scared my neighbors. And but it's just crazy, because, like, you're looking at how these people are, you know, how they look, but really deep down, these are good kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just looking for a way to express themselves and just trying to find themselves. But really deep down, these people be like, these kids be really good kids, talented kids, and just smart people. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like the way they get perceived, like, because of the ski mask trend and stuff like that. And that's really deep. Like, you got to think about, like, you know, how the world sees you. We know deep down you might not be a, you know, a bad person, but somebody don't know, because we come from an era, like you were saying, when we see ski masks, we think trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was, or winter time, but it's just how, you know, it's crazy.
Culture. Yeah.
It's culture now, so it's like,
it's the culture, and it's hard to really accept it for a lot of our generation and the elders, because they don't understand it. But we were talking about earlier, we used to wear Well, not me, but y'all used to wear the 3X white tees.
I mean, you almost admitted to being a YG.
I mean, I was a YG. You know what I'm saying? I was wearing goals and female jabos, but I was a product of my environment.
Yeah,
you right. know? And so are they. But again, we grew up listening to the Hot Boys. We grew up listening to certain people. That was the culture. This is their culture. The artists, the movies, everything they're around is telling them to wear this stuff. So to them, it's cool. Just like what you said back in the day
with the baggy jeans.
With the baggy jeans for what was it, breakdancing?
Yeah, for breakdancing. Yeah. Right. Even on a different race, you see our style, our culture on a different race. Mm-hmm. You automatically think that's hip hop.
Exactly.
Or they can represent it as hip hop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? You won't just associate them with being a criminal or doing criminal activity or just a thug, like we said.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. We got Mike Shane and Rap Draft in the building, 101.7 The Truth. I don't know what you did to me. Can't get you out of my head. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We got Mike Shane, Rap Draft in the building. Mike, they playing your song, man.
Yeah,
what's
this? This is my single, Self. You know what I'm saying? I dropped this about three or four months ago. And basically is what it's about. If you're working on yourself, it's okay to work on yourself. You know what I mean? We can't do this no more because I want to work on myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's some of the hardest things to do, you know, let go of those relationships, those friendships or whatever.
Yes.
But sometimes you got to step back and, you know, work on yourself.
Absolutely. You
know? So that was my single Self right there.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you all so much for joining us. For those who are just joining in, we have Mike Shane and Rap Draft in the building. Two prominent figures when it comes to the music culture in this in Milwaukee, not just Milwaukee, but just in the industry in general. They just happen to be from Milwaukee. And we are talking youth, the state of the youth, what it is that we can do to ensure that they are successful. Mm-hmm. And to all the youth out there, me and Meech, like we always say, we want y'all to know we love y'all. We here. We want to support y'all. And it's a judgment-free zone.
Right.
We're here to help y'all as much as y'all can, as much as we can. So, Mike, one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, we were talking about environments and how to be successful. Growing up where we grew up and growing up around who we were around and just the culture in general, how were you able to make it out of that and choose a different path for yourself?
Well, first of all, I always kind of knew what I wanted. You know what I mean? And although, you know, we grew up in that environment, I was still kind of sheltered by my mom, my dad, and you know, everyone wasn't as fortunate as us. You know what I mean? They weren't as fortunate. So, you know, my mom, they was good. You know, my dad was good. So I still was kind of sheltered.
Yeah.
And you know, you see me at Columbia walking the street, but I didn't stay out too long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still, hey, you better. My dad made sure I was at home. He said, just be here for the street lights.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And when I was with my mom, then I had, you know, basketball court in the back and all the, even with my father, you know what I'm saying? So I had kind of stuff to do. Plus, I didn't have too many friends because I had so many male cousins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and we wasn't, you know, we barely argued, fight, and they'd be like, and they was proud that I knew how to sing. You know what I mean? So they could sing something. So it was my environment too. That kind of they weren't pulling me in. You know, they wanted to see me go. They wanted to see me sing. They wanted to see me play basketball.
Yes.
They wanted to see me do stuff like that. So it was really my environment, the people around me.
So it's the environment inside of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how bad the outside environment it is. It's all about the up close and personal environment that you have. And then you were also mentioning, Ricky, that you feel like the youth don't really have any options or outlets to express themselves.
They don't really have too many outlets to express themselves or even too many people to talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people growing up without cousins, I guess you see life and family is becoming more distant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Some family, cousins don't even hang together. Some parents not in the house. And then when we was growing up, we also had other outlets in case you didn't have that, like Boys and Girls Club or mentorships and places to go, like dance awards and stuff, where you can be yourself and open up to people. It's like now it's like it's not okay to talk to, you know, like we grew up like it's not okay to talk about your problems or, you know what I'm saying, you got to toughen up. Yeah. But it's like now I like I would like for people to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's what all I'm about, like my platform. Be yourself. You ain't had to come up here and be somebody you're not. It's a, I'm here for you. It's like, you know, I'm open book. You just tell your truth or whatever, man. Like, I just want the youth to know, man, it's people really out here who do care about you. We care about you.
Definitely, most definitely,
man. If you have, you need somebody to talk to, man, just reach out. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what somebody going through. It's so many, like, you know, so many sad things that's going on today's time, man. It's just like, reach out, please, you know.
Absolutely.
I reached out to a couple youth running a few platforms. They trying to get their stuff off the ground, and they was just like, man, thanks. They was just so happy that I reached out. Yeah. I mean, they like, man, thanks for reaching out. People scared to reach out to us. And I was just in my head like, people scared to reach out to us. You know what I mean? Like, why won't they reach, why people not reaching out to the youth? Like,
to extending an olive branch.
I mean, we extending information, extending, you know, events or extending, you know, resources.
Yeah.
But as we actually reaching out
and you know reaching what I mean? Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think we need to reach back more. That's why I do always come back home. No matter where I go in the world, I always end up back at the crib because I feel responsible for participating in reaching back.
I definitely feel responsible in my neighborhood. Like if I see if I see a team more than once.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them what's going on. Like, what's up? I see you outside. I wouldn't even say that I seen them outside, but I'll just be like, what's up? Come here.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And just see what they got going on just because I seen them more than once not doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just want to see what they got in mind. Like yesterday, it's been a youth. Well, he's 19 in my neighborhood. You know, he pretty much entrusted me with just like information, just talking to me all the time. Every time he see me at the store, he just be like, man, you know, yesterday asked me, Ben asked me, do I know somebody that could give him a job? You know what I mean? And it just, it made me proud to know that he's still looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Like after going through the wintertime, after the seasons change, you're still looking.
Yep. Right,
instead of just like, you know, I told him, get yourself together, you know, keep an ID, you know, the necessary stuff like that. And then, you know, just kind of told him like, man, because he was like, I could go work at Checkers, but it's part-time. His checks be like 200 or something. I said, bro, take that.
Yeah.
Go get another part time.
Yep.
Stack them checks together. Yep. They got a full time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's really just kind of explaining them what they thinking. He thinking that $200 ain't enough, but I'm like, look, man, some jobs, that's what we getting.
Yeah.
That's what we out here getting, bro. Like, it ain't, like, you ain't, like, just because you see somebody on Instagram counting
fast.
Yeah, counting 10,000 or something like that don't mean.
It's all perception.
You know what I mean? It's all perception. Like, we out here stacking checks together.
Yes.
Right, like, we stacking the 200s, the 300s, the 500s, 600s together to make a 1,000.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's how it's going. So, for me to, you know, explain that to him yesterday, and like I said, I was just so proud that he's still looking, even though he said he worked at a car wash, and he had a few little temp jobs or whatever, but just to know he's still on it at 19 with no help.
Yeah.
Right.
No help, no ride, no nothing. Can't get a...
He's still
don't
trying.
Even know the importance of him keeping the ID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
He's still trying, and that's all they can do. But what you mentioned also was accountability from an adult point of view, because you are. It's not that he don't have. He does. You created something for him to have. If they feel like they have at least one person, that's all they need.
He know he for sure could ask me.
Right.
You know
what's going on? Because I done led him to a job before. You know what I'm saying? And then he. You know, he end up where that job end up. You know, it was only a temporary job, but he end up doing it, and he, you know, so now he trusts me with like just information. He hit me all the time, bro. What's up, bro? And you know, seen him yesterday. He just asked me. He still told me he's still looking for a job.
That's fire. Yeah, so, y'all know we are like the 18s of uncles now, right?
Like, we I made it to uncles.
Yeah, right. Sure.
We the ones sitting in the backyard playing spades, listening to music while the kids is running around, which is another reason why I want us to have these conversations. But as we're talking about perception, Mike, you mentioned perception. What is something that you would like to let the youth know, or just anyone in general who may not know what happens behind scenes with the music, so that they can begin to understand the difference between reality versus fake?
So behind the music, this is what I want to say first. What I notice with the youth, they don't want to struggle. They don't struggle. It's okay, and it's okay to struggle because struggle come before the prize.
Yes.
But what I noticed, they don't want to struggle. Like I ain't seen high school kids want to. Man, want Prada shoes, want YSL this,
man, what? It's that's crazy. Gucci.
Yeah.
Man, you went to school with white tees and sweatpants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's and with the music, like, man, what you see, you might see a three minute video. You know what I'm saying? You might see Instagram.
Reels.
Yeah. A reel. You know what I mean? But that 3 minute video took 8 hours. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
You got to be willing to put that work in.
Yep.
That 3 minute song took 10 hours, took 3 days, 2 weeks.
Yeah, they want to put 10 seconds in for a 3 minute video.
That's the part I love, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I've accomplished something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of my songs, we get in the studio and we start from scratch. We ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
And it might have took me 8-9 hours between taking breaks and getting a fresh mind, coming back to it. And for 3 minutes, you know what I mean.
Yep.
So it's always a struggle. You always gonna hit some type of blocks, but it's how you capitalize or what you learn from. Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yes,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Perception of hard work.
They don't know that
hard work.
It takes hard work.
They want the microwave.
Ain't nothing instant. But they want that microwave option because look what we did. The internet. It's everything is like this, but in reality, it's not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like how we used to think. Look, like damn, they making money off doing Instagram reels. Ooh, that looks easy.
Yeah.
Until I make my singing videos,
and then you ain't getting 1 cent.
No. Until I make my singing videos and be like, maybe not this one. No, you know, I'll be doing 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Redoing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's work into the content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything is work. Ain't nothing overnight.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to that point, which is a great point because I feel like society today always shows the finished product on social media. No one takes
always.
The time
like.
To show the process it took to get from A to Z.
Yeah.
You know, everything that you have to go through, like you mentioned, just to get to where you're going.
Exactly.
Right? I feel like we as a community, as a culture, have to start doing that more. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. We got Mike Shane and Rap Draft in the building, 101.7 The Truth.
This work might turn into a fiend. Go cray-cray like Billie Jean. It's leading my BED. You gon' think you had some bad.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We are live and direct. Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration is back, and 101.7 The Truth will be there all day long. Thank you to our Juneteenth partners, Educators Credit Union, Molson Coors, Tobacco Law, American Family Insurance, and Milwaukee College Prep for helping us celebrate freedom, heritage, education, and community. Join us on King Drive for one of Milwaukee's most cherished traditions, brought to you by our sponsors and 101.7 The Truth. It's going down.
It's going to be lit,
man. We going to be in a parade.
Yeah, catch me in a crowd.
Yeah.
come say hi to the whole Truth Nation.
Yes,
Friday
indeed.
Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
This Friday. Juneteenth this Friday.
This Friday. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, Ricky, I want to ask you a question, right? So I work, I teach music at Howard Fuller High School. We have DJing, beats, engineering, rapping, singing, everything. And we have some very, very talented youth. I would love to do an edition of, and it doesn't have to be continuously, but like Youth Rap Drive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like something where we can cater it specifically towards them and give them a platform. Again, it doesn't have to be consistent, but I would love to work with you on that so that they can begin to see themselves in the platforms of the artists that they look up to.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm with that. You know, that's what it's all about. I want to see different, you know, younger people come on, you know, the youth come on, or different type of genres come on and, you know, tell their message and spread their music, you know.
Yeah,
just because you rap, it's called Rap Drive.
Yeah, that don't mean
you gotta be rap.
Right. You know, I don't know if y'all paid attention. I had R&B artists on there. I also had, you know, Christian rappers on there and stuff like that. So, I'm open to all that.
That's fire. Yeah. We got to get Mike. We got to get you on there, man.
We
got to
get Mike on there. Man. Shoulders with Rick after this, man.
Yeah,
we're going to definitely lock
in. Oh, that's a plug, ain't it? Oh, Mike. Oh, he
knows. Man, listen. And to be honest with you, like, I would love to see more young men sing too. Not the rapping singing, but like authentic R&B.
Yeah.
Like when we be in the studio, these boys hold harmonies.
They
like they really can.
Yeah.
They just don't I guess the perception of R&B is like too soft for them, but I'm like,
I don't think it's that. I think it's because we don't have
R&B as
R&B artists. Yeah. You know, ain't no Jodeci.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing them for the, you know, you got Chris Brown, but that's more
pop.
Yeah, that's more hip hop-ish type of, you know, singy a little bit. You know, he rapping, he everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's more so like the artistry of Chris Brown they going for instead of this, the R&B version of Chris Brown and where we seen him grow from a youth R&B singer to a adult R&B singer.
Yeah. Right.
But then once he got adult, he started transitioning and just dabbling into the culture. You know what I'm saying? So that's where they, you know, they following that instead of the traditional R&B groups that we grew up on, the traditional R&B artists, you know, Genuine or something like that.
I mean, I think that the culture now with the whole bro culture with the young ladies is like they would you call them YGs?
I mean, in the chat they call them YGs, so I was just kind of like, you know, grabbing that from them.
Like, do they even want to hear R&B? Right. You know, but our generation
but
did.
But to that, is it more so that people don't want to sing? Because I feel like we got a lot of singers.
Yeah.
Or is the record labels and the radios, are they really pushing?
Pushing.
It? Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I think it's a lack in that also.
That's
you know
a fact.
I mean?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I'm asking if there's any youth out there, start making some R&B records, man. Yeah. Y'all got it. Y'all swear y'all slick. Right? Ain't nothing more playing than a boy who can walk outside and sing his way. Into a girl's heart, man.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. We need to see that more.
It ain't nothing wrong with being vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? I know we got the pause epidemic going on. Right. It's okay to be vulnerable, sing. You know what I'm saying? It's still okay to court your female. You know what I mean? If you want to express it through words, you want to express it through rap singing, man, go ahead and do that.
It's okay to love.
It's okay to love.
It is okay to love. I gotta do a quick shout out because, and I did earlier, but TT Mel chewing me out right now. Mm-hmm. She said, don't forget to shout out TT Mel.
Yeah, shout out Auntie Melody. I love her.
She be feeding us. Yeah. And she is the one who keep the family together. Yes. For real.
Sure.
That's
for
a
sure.
fact.
You know.
Shout out to the whole Hawthorne family, man. Much love and respect. So, what do y'all have? What y'all working on? Y'all got any shout outs y'all want to give out? What's next?
Man, I got a lot of stuff coming. Like, I got you know, some stuff I want to do for, like, you know, Soulful Sundays with the R&B artists come up on the rap draft.
That's fire.
I even want to get into having some rock artists come on here, some more Christian artists, some younger artists, you know. I have my gaming show where you can actually win a free full performance just from coming to ask some questions like hip-hop trivia and R&B trivia. So on the clock, that's going on right now. And then I'm just going to also start highlighting more artists, like just showing love, like, you know, giving them a shout out, put them on the page, tagging them and let the fans, you know, see if they really rock with them. So, yeah, I got a lot of things coming, you know.
Absolutely. So, you got any shout outs? And what's your social media handles?
Yeah. So my social media handles is I'm Rick Taylor and also at The Rap Draft on all platforms. And I just want to shout out to the whole city of Milwaukee. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Sure.
Shout out to the youth, man. I want to let y'all know we love y'all, man. Continue to, you know, find yourselves. It's all right to be yourself. Yes. And if you ever need somebody to, you know, talk to, speak up and just reach out. And just shout out to all the artists in the whole city and everybody going crazy, man.
Yeah.
And shout out my family and my wife for always pushing me and, you know, helping me do what I do as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you. And I ask that you continue to do what you do because what you do is important.
Most definitely.
It is.
Thank you.
For sure.
You got some shout-outs, Mike? And what you working on?
So what I'm working on right now, I currently got my single On Time. My new single is dropping. I think I'm going to drop it first week of July called All Night. I sampled R. Kelly and Biggie.
Okay. That's fire.
Yeah. So I got that dropping. But what I got coming up, I got, first of all, June 22nd, we got R&B Night. And Showcase.
Okay.
So with me, myself, Jeff Pope, and Numero 8, Neil McCarthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all got together. We did the first R&B night, June. I think it was.
I know.
First week
of
June.
Yeah.
But listen, it was a vibe. First, the rooftop mixer from 6 to 8. It was a vibe. We was out there kicking it, chilling. Then we went downstairs at 8 o'clock for all the performances. Everybody did great. We got a nice showing, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully.
Where is it at?
At No Studios.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that rooftop fire.
Listen.
Yeah. Fire. Absolutely.
So it's going to be, the second one should be even bigger. And it's a free event.
Okay.
That's what's important. It's a free event.
So you can come support for free.
Come support for free.
Absolutely. That's it.
June 22nd
at No Studios. Yeah. Got like Bronzeville.
Yeah.
You reached out to me for that. And then August 7th, I'll be doing the live band at the Link also.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire. What's your social media handles?
I, Mike Shane, IG and TikTok, and Michael Shane on Facebook.
You got any shout outs?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of
shout outs. Yeah, I know. I know.
So first off, I want to shout out Wavy Boy.
Yeah,
and Wavy Boy and them for actually helping me, getting me started. You know what I mean? They didn't want, they just wanted me to work. And whatever I needed, whatever advice or whatever, they was there for me.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. I want to shout out my family, the Hawthorns and the McAfees.
Yeah.
For always pushing me. You know what I mean? I want to shout out you. I want to shout out y'all, what y'all got going on. I appreciate you always reaching out.
Absolutely.
And thinking about me, you know what I mean? Last year we did the John B. And that was incredible. You know, my dad was there. I want to shout out my kids. I want to shout out my mom. I want to shout out my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, my first, man.
Yeah,
listen,
my
everybody. I don't want to say I got an enemy, but I love everybody.
Yes.
You know, I got a good relationship with everybody intentionally.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to all them. And, yeah, that's what I got going on.
Absolutely. Well, thank y'all again so much.
Most definitely.
I left one person, Jarvis Redd.
Shout out
to Jarvis Redd.
Absolutely.
My bad. Jarvis Redd, him too. Yeah, he played a big role. That's we write together. We work. That's why I be in there putting them long hours in the studio with. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to him too.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much for stopping by. Please, please, please go on their social media and support them. Figure out what they got going on. This is a community effort. These are the people that our babies pay attention to. So if you wanna build those relationships, you gotta understand who they watching and what they watching. Yeah. All right. Thank y'all so much for coming on. We gotta go to break to go pay some bills. Tap in 101.7 The Truth.
Yeah. This how we gonna do this right here. Pretty woman, it's something you should know. I ain't one of them, baby, I'm him. And that's one thing for sure. Pretty woman, it's almost time to go. And I got a lot of options, baby. Oh, yeah. So don't be moving slow. Pretty woman.